Travis Hoffman, defense, defense, defense. Did you ever play any offense in high school?
I was started off in 8th and 9th grade as a center. I played offense there a little bit, and then once I got up to the junior level, they moved me just to strictly defense, and that was it.
D.C. Everest, I mean, that is tough football over there. You came from a football machine, friend. Talk to me about leaving there and going to Mankato State. Almost stout right off the bat. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I was committed to stout right off the bat. Coach Meyercourt recruited me, and I got a wave of scholarship in my face. So I went out to Mankato and tried experiencing the scholarship, playing with guys that were out there because they had to be out there, not because they wanted to be out there. Realized after a year it wasn't for me, so I called up Ed back here and said, hey, can I come back? And I want to come play with you guys. And came back. Everybody accepted me real well. And, I mean, the guys are just hard-nosed up here, a great bunch of guys. They accepted me right away, and I'm glad I moved.
Yeah, every once in a while we get a transfer, a scholarship athlete. Trav Hoffman, in your experience, is there any difference? I mean, the Haguzas and the kids that come here, last year quarterback, years ago defensive lineman from D.C. Everest. What's your thoughts on that?
As far as scholarship goes, those guys are out there because they have to be out there. That's their job. They get paid to be there. And, you know, I mean, not everybody wants to get up and go to work every day, and that's kind of how it is. You know, coming here, everybody's here because they want to be here. They love the sport. You know, and it's just, it's a world of difference.
Talk to me about defense then. Your love for defense. In fact, a few years ago, I remember you as being the special teams player of the year. You love to hit people. Talk to me about defense at Stout.
Well, defense here, I mean, definitely got a name for ourselves. We've been in the top couple for the last 3-4 years now running. And, I mean, it's unbelievable here. We've got high expectations to hold up, and I mean, it's just really good. Special teams are starting to focus on a little bit more, and the hard hits and stuff like that, and it's just real energetic and fun.
Come at me with that special team. The special team's mental attitude or what, and then talk to me about 3-4 defense. A Schofield athlete, a five-man line, a defensive line that I remember well at D.C. Everest. I mean, that was just, come at us, we're going to hit you. Now you're in a 3-4. Hear your thoughts.
Well, we'll start with special teams. Special teams is, I mean, it's huge here, and we just got to run down the field and beat them up. And Coach Strop really emphasized the fact that special teams are where it starts. If we got a good defense and a good offense, special teams are going to win the game. And we've been really focusing on that a lot these last few games. As far as the defense goes, I don't know, I'm more of a fan of the five-man front lineup, and you're not going to run the ball. It took a little bit to get used to as far as, you know, the three-man front, and I'm still not a real big believer in it. But with our athletes that we do have, we have fast linemen, our linebackers are dependable. We're just a big family, so it's easier to take compared to our five-man front that we had.
You just mentioned the next question, family, and that's the defensive family. I mean, you've been around these guys playing defense for a long time. Your thoughts? Well, let's start with Sarah then. I mean, defense.
Yeah, you know, Zach and I, well, not only on and off the field, but, I mean, we hang out together and everybody's real tight. Not only Zach, but the rest of the defense, too. Grant Day was my roommate. I mean, we all get along really good. I mean, right from the D line all the way back to Robbie, you know, we just all get along really good. Stefan, and we can all trust each other. And we found out this week that when D-line has a good practice, everybody has a good practice. But when D-line doesn't have a good practice, then every guy kind of drifts away from everything. And so we found that out. So we realized that we got to have a good game Saturday because it all starts up front with us.
A business major, come to me. Well, we've talked about football. Come to me about education. Now, when you first went to Mankato, was it education? Was it football? And coming back to Stout, was it education? Was it football? Talk to me about it.
Well, everything started off with, you know, football first, and then when I went out there as an automotive engineering student, I really enjoyed the automotive side of it. However, Stout doesn't offer anything like that. So when I came back here, I wanted to get into construction, but the program was full. So I ended up going to business, and now we just got done with that career conference this week, and I got a lot of good leads on possible jobs. So I'm really glad that I got into the business program, and Stout has a representable business program, so it was a really good move for me.
Talk about the placement issue. Stout always likes to put a good foot forward as far as placing graduates.
That's right. I think in the business program we've got like a 98% placement. And I know I was talking to Jake Ryder, which is a former long snapper here. He's working with Wells Fargo, and that's one of the places that I want to get into. And he said just having football on my resume, that kind of pushes me up the ladder a little bit just because of the fact that they know that your work ethic is a little harder, a little better than most people.
Exactly. Talk to me about athletics, scholasticism, and a kid named Hoffman. Your thoughts about the total picture, stout football and academics.
Well, it's definitely hard to do sports with college. I mean, it's especially as a freshman because you're coming here, you're experiencing so many different things. However, I was in track also with football, and I just realized I can't do this. You know, too much sports. I had to concentrate more on school. I'm gonna graduate with a 3.1 GPA, so it's above. Yeah, it's a good GPA. You know, I'm just really glad with what happened.
Trav Hoffman, fun to watch you, fella. That defense, that 3-4, go get him, kid.
All right, thanks a lot.